Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bible and read Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 21. Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 21. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he thought that he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the meaning, the measures of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil, cleave to which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer, distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that do rejoice, and weep with them that weep. Be at the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condense to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as layeth in you, live peaceably, as much with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it's written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For is in doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessing we receive from him. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, faithfulness, and your loving kindness to us that give us faith on you, to trust you, to rely on you, and see your power in our lives. Lord, we thank you for opening our eyes to see the beauty of your holiness, for the discipline, for your blood that shed on the cross, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the provision, for the rebuke through your word, for all answered prayers, for your promises, and for every trial that we pass through. Lord, we thank you for the whole week you sustain us, for the miracles and wonders that you did, for our food, the good health, the strength, and for the healing. Lord, we magnify you and exalt you in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. Lord, cleanse us by the blood. Lord, we repent and renounce our stubbornness, our greediness, love of money, lust of the eyes, worldliness, pride, self-righteousness, selfishness, anger, envy, jealousy, wasting our time on media and news, lack of prayer, and lack of reading your word in the Bible. Lord, we repent of all these sins and we commit our lives into your hand to live to please you and honor you in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Lord, we trust you that you will answer our prayers and provide for all our needs in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, and pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray that every family will shine so others will start to seek you and obey you by their good example and good deeds. We pray, Lord, to protect each family and provide their needs. We pray for every husband to give them wisdom how to lead their families. We pray for good health, strength, a stable job and income to sustain their families. We pray for the wives to be submissive to their godly husband and help them in their lives and ministries. We pray for the parents to be the one mind to honor you by disciplining their children and impart to them your word. Lord, we pray for the children to fear you and obey their godly parents and honor them so they will prosper and go well with them, for this is your command to them. Lord, we pray for each family to have daily family worship and prayers to reach other families around them. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss, pray for your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we praise you and thank you for our job, a source of living to sustain us. Lord, we commit ourselves once again to obey our earthly masters, for we are serving you and promoting you in our lives through our faith accompanied with good deeds. Lord, bless the places that we are working and the works of our hands. Lord, give them more incomes so we can reserve our salaries on time. Lord, use our jobs to train us to be more like you in characters for the people to see you in our lives. Lord, help us that our light shine before the people who are working with us, that they may see our good works and glorify you, God, our Father in heaven. Lord, we commit ourselves to bring to you our tithes, offerings, vows, and first fruits. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray that you help them in the trials that they are passing through in their lives. Lord, give them wisdom and solution in every difficult circumstances that they are in, to continue to live in obedience to you and have faith on your word. Lord, provide jobs to those jobless and healing for the sick and solution to those in troubles in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, people back home in our countries, relatives, and those whom we are meeting in the street, in the market, in our accommodation, in our working places to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation for all the people that we are in contact with. Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe in you and to receive the word of God that we are giving to them, and give them salvation in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. And we ask you to meet all the needs of the church in those places. Lord, we pray for more people to be saved on all those countries. We pray, Lord, to bless those countries, so we also will be blessed. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey their rules and regulations. Lord, protect all the church congregations and workers, and empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people, to preach the gospel to them. Lord, reveal yourself to them and speak to them in visions and dreams. Lord, bring them at your feet and teach them to live according to your laws and precepts. Let us pray for all the church and all the ministries of the church. Pray more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregation to be planted. Pray for more commit yourself to serve God. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregation other places in the world. Lord, add more languages and places to the church. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, the watchman ministry, and the publication and website. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, empower your church to be the light to teach the way of yours to the lost souls. Lord, we pray that your church will be a noble vessel to new places that you are leading us to go. We pray more souls to be saved. Lord, we commit ourselves to work with you, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit will manifest in us, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control. So people will see Jesus in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the gifts of the healing, gift of faith, gift of discernment, gift of prophecy, teaching, pastoring, evangelism, serving and sowing mercy, and the rest of the gifts that we need for reaching the lost and for further extension of the church. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs and worship, our giving, and bless your message to us. Lord, anoint the speaker and speak to us through your word to apply in our lives and to be transformed in your likeness. Lord, give us obedient heart to always abide in whatever commands we receive from you and to do always your very will in our lives. Lord, do miracles and wonders as we worship you today. Heal the people, Lord. Set them free from their bandages and save them. May your name be glorified and exalted in our gatherings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
Yes, O Father God, we come to you again, O Lord God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, knowing that all things will work together for good for us, whom you have called according to your purpose, who have loved you with all our hearts. O Lord, we ask you, O Lord God, that you will continue, O Lord, to search our hearts and our mind. May you find that you are there in place. Hallelujah. Let the Lord Jesus Christ shine in our lives. Amen. Jesus, by your name we are saved. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are always there, that we call upon. Thank you, Lord, as we come to you, we shout out loud, you are our Lord, our King, our Savior, our God. Hallelujah.
Tree.
Let us now collect our tithes, first fruit and offering to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, bring ye all the tithes in the storehouse, that there may be food in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground. Neither shall a vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we thank you, we praise you, Lord. You are the giver of all things and everything that we have, Lord. And Lord, I pray to continue to bless all your people and faithful people who give what is due for you, Lord. I pray, Lord, to bless them. Give them wisdom how to be a good steward to all the resources that you give unto them. And I pray for this money, Lord. Bless this money to help the poor and needy and to meet all the needs of your church. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramis, our overseer, entitled The Fear of God, Part 18, Psalms 82, Exercise Justice. The Fear of God, Part 18, Psalms 82, Exercise Justice. Open your Bibles in Psalms chapter 82, verses 1 to 8. Psalms chapter 82, verses 1 to 8. And I'm reading in King James Version. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not. Neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. Let us pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. Lord, we pray, open our hearts and our minds as we listen to your message to us today. Give us joy and transform our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is the judge over all the earth, and he delegated that ministry of exercising justice to his church, to the saints who fear him and live in obedience to his word and command. Verse 1, Psalms 82, verse 1. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, he judgeth among the gods. The church is the institute of God on earth, and is the house of justice and the place of exercising judgment. The church is the congregation of the saints who delights in God and in his word and commands. The church uses the word of God in evaluating situations and dealing with various issues of life and sins. Jesus is the head of the church, and everyone in the church of God is under the word of God. As we are aware that God, the Holy Spirit, stands and is present in his church among his saints. He judgeth among the gods. What meant here with this statement, among the gods? That does not mean there is another God or gods, but means that with God in exercising and executing judgment are his saints, the priests who are ordained by God to lead his church. God said to Moses through the advice of Jethro, his father-in-law, to sit judges from among those he was teaching to do the office of judge, as we can read here. Exodus chapter 80, verses 13 to 26. Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 to 26. And it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. And the people stood by Moses from the morning unto the evening. And when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did to the people, he said, "What is this thing that thou doest to the people? By seatest thou thyself alone, and all the people stand by thee from morning unto even?" And Moses said unto his father-in-law, "Because the people come unto me to inquire of God when they have a matter. They come unto me, and I judge between one and another. And I do make them know the statutes of God and his laws." And Moses' father-in-law said unto him, "The thing that thou doest is not good. Thou wilt surely wear away both you and this people that is with thee, for this thing is too heavy for thee. Thou art not able to perform it thyself alone. Hearken now unto my voice. I will give thee counsel, and God shall be with thee. Be thou for the people to Godward, that thou mayest bring the causes unto God, and thou shalt teach them ordinances and laws, and shalt show them the way wherein they must walk, and the work that they must do. Moreover, thou shalt provide out all the people evil men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, and rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And let them judge the people at all seasons. And it shall be that every great matter they shall bring unto thee, but every small matter they shall judge, so shall it be easier for thyself, and they shall bear the burden with thee. If thou shalt do this thing, and God command thee so, then thou shalt be able to endure, and all these people shall go, and all these people also go to their place in peace." So Moses hearkened to the voice of his father-in-law, and did all that he had said. And Moses chose able men out of all Israel and made them heads over the people, rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, and rulers of tens. And they judged the people at all seasons. The hard causes they brought unto Moses, but every small matter they judged themselves. The purpose for Moses to set up the judges with him was to help him in the office of the judge and carry the burden with him so he will be sustained and for his leadership to be better in serving the people and achieving the purpose of God for them. In Psalms 82 verse 1, when says, he judgeth among the gods. The meaning of gods here, as we mentioned, is the judges. And now in the New Testament are the saints who stand with God to judge and deal with sin. About the saints who be judges for the church and the world. Paul wrote the following, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 2 to 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verses 2 to 4. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Know ye not that we shall be judged by you? Are ye unworthy to judge the small? Know ye not that we are judged angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then ye have judgment of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are less esteemed in the church. So Psalms 82 can be applied even to our life as a church today. At the time of Moses, God entrusted his work at the tabernacle of the congregation to the priest. And in the New Testament, we are the royal priesthood of God, as Peter declared. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, an holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. With such, then, we are accountable to God in pertain to the content of Psalm 82. The church should realize and accept that is placed on earth to be the mouthpiece of God and an instrument of exercising justice and implementing God's will, plan, and purpose among his people. Therefore, you need to prepare yourself for such by committing yourself to live in holiness and in accordance to the word of God, and be willing to exercise the justice of God in dealing with sin that is among his people. Verse 2, Psalms 82, verse 2. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? What had happened and what is going on is that the church had failed God in the matter of executing just judgment. The church and the saints of God, the royal priest who lead his church and who supposed to be the judges of God, had failed God by judging unjustly. They accepted the wicked by condoning and covering and approving his sins. They are doing the opposite. The wicked because they have power and influence. The leaders of the church and God's workers, instead of condemning the wicked who do wrong, they will maintain him because he is powerful. The church leaders or workers who do not want to suffer in facing the wicked, they will compromise and keep things go wrong in order that their privileges will not be affected. The wicked who has influence will fight back when his sin is confronted and dealt with by the church leaders. The church leaders or workers who compromise, they do that because first, they don't fear God. And second, They don't trust God, that He can provide all their needs, if they will stand with God against the sins of the wicked person. God here was asking His church, how long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? God was sad and grieving that His church was corrupted and became unfaithful to Him. The church had allowed various sin and sinful practices to enter inside, like immoralities in the form of boyfriend and girlfriend, dating, courting, divorce and remarriage, live-in relationships, and allowing the single mother or single father to marry neither the father nor the mother of her or his child or children. The church had allowed mobiles and gadgets in the hands of the youth and children that corrupted them, spoiled their minds and attitudes with games, news, and exposed them to the sin of immoralities. The church had allowed lots of fests of idols to enter the church as the celebration of Christmas after the sun, God of the heathen with its Santa Claus, the Christmas tree, laziness with the long holidays of 2 to 3 weeks, the exchange of gifts, the banquets and lavish spending. All this was done by the pagan for their sun god in their celebrations. That fest of pagans was Christianized by the Catholic Church. Until this day, the Christian churches are infected with all the above mentioned practices that are totally non-biblical. The church had allowed the New Year celebration, the celebration of birthdays and wedding anniversaries. All are events and celebrations glorifying men and not God. Again, such celebrations have taken its roots from the world and not from the scripture, and got adopted into God's church. The church had allowed Father's Day and Mother's Day celebrations, Halloween, Harvest, All Saints Day, Valentine's Day, Pastor's Month, First Girl Celebration, and you can add more to the list. For almost every culture and ethnic group had added certain idols and days for celebration without any biblical reason into the life of the church. All are taken from the world and introduced into the church. The church had adopted the idols of greed, the love of money, and covetousness, corruption, wrong motive in serving God, and even some churches become places to promote businesses and financial platforms, thinking that life will become better with such. But put in your mind, the more you are departed from the truth, the more you are in poverty. Mm-hmm. Adding to the above sins and idols and the rest of the sins that were not mentioned, the church nowadays is allowing and condoning the sin of homosexuality and the transgender relationships and marriages. Based on that account of sins, idol worship, and sinful practices, then you need to cleanse yourself from all such and stand with God to admonish others not to continue in them. In addition, you need to work with God to deal with such idols and sinful practices and cleanse His church from all such that had come from the world. Verse 3 and 4, Psalms 82, verses 3 and 4. Defend the poor and fatherless, do justice to the afflicted and needy, deliver the poor and needy, redeem out of the hand of the wicked. God wants His church to deliver the weak people from the hand of the wicked and the power of darkness that is pushing the weak to fall in sin and do wicked things. The wicked people are under the power of Satan. And when the church chooses to face sin and wickedness, then devil and the power of darkness will start to fight back aggressively. But the church should continue to do right and what is in line with God's will, trusting the Lord that He will fight for His church and protect His people as He promised. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. Matthew chapter 16, verse 18. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Be strong and courageous. God shall fight for His church and will protect you and preserve you as you are willing to serve Him and do what is needful to bring holiness, righteousness, and justice to the life of His church and His people. There are people that cannot fight and get delivered from the oppression of the evil one. The church should help such categories and fight on their behalf to get them delivered out from the power of the devil. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 to 9. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 8 to 9. Open thy mouth for the dumb in the cause of all such as are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Job obeyed God's instruction in this regard in doing his ministry, as we read here. Job chapter 29, verses 12 to 17. Job chapter 29, verses 12 to 17. Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, that him that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, and it clothed me. My judgment was as a robe and a diadem. I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I know not, I search out. And I break the jaws of the wicked, and pluck the spoil out of his teeth. Therefore, go forward and do God's instruction, and rid them out of the hand of the wicked. Stretch out your hand to the poor and needy, and rescue them. Help those who are oppressed to relieve them, and work out to bring justice and deliverance to those who are abused. Amen. Psalms 82, verse 5. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. Instead of satisfying the interests of God, the saints behave as if they are ignorant of what God wants them to do. They choose to compromise and protect the wicked. Therefore, they choose the dark way of life and cause others to err. And it became as if wickedness is the correct thing. As the result of that, all the foundations and the principles of godly life became out of their places. And the right way of life is started to be hated by the people. The church today, with all the compromises that keep and practice, is not only a bad example, but a wrong example to follow. The church leaders and the workers of God should direct the people heavenward and not hellward. If the true picture that God is ordained disturbed by the wrong example of the church and their leaders and workers, then God's name will be blasphemed among the Gentiles, as we can read here. Romans chapter 2, verses 17 to 24. Romans chapter 2, verses 17 to 24. Behold, thou art called a Jew, and risest in the law, and makest thy boast of God, and knowest his will, and approvest the things that are more excellent, being instructed out of the law, and art confident that thou thyself art a guide of the blind, a light of them which are in darkness, instructor of the foolish, a teacher of babes, which has the form of knowledge and of the truth in the law. Thou therefore, which teachest another, teachest thou not thyself? That thou preachest a man should not steal, dost thou steal? Thou that sayest a man should not commit adultery, dost thou commit adultery? Thou that abhorrest idols, dost thou commit sacrilege? Thou that makest thy boast of the law, through the breaking the law dishonorest thou God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles through you, as it is written. It reaches now the stage that those who do wrong and praise, and those who correct sinners and rebuke evildoers, they are rejected, hated, and persecuted. Therefore, with such, the more needed for the church and for you today to stand with God against sin and against those who do wrong, and those who condone them and cover them up. Psalms 82:6. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. God here has bestowed on his people the title of the children of God. Therefore, his saints, the priests, the judges, those who lead his church and his people, are required to apply and exercise justice, and to deal with sin and wickedness in a proper way, because that is the responsibility and ministry before God. They are appointed as judges by God to work on his behalf. In his church, to declare and exercise his will to the people. This is a privilege given to his children to be honored to the position of judges in their service to God. Therefore, the message is more encouraging to you as being part of his church to get revived and once again to stand with God using the authority that God had given you to cleanse your people and those under your care from sin and wickedness. Psalms 82:7. But ye shall die like men and fall like one of the princes. When the church leaders and the workers of God fail God in exercising justice and implementing the rules and the discipline of God, then the Lord will reject such leaders and workers, and they will be no more to be considered God's children. But they will be as other common people who do not believe in God or commit their lives to serve him. They will not make it to heaven, but will go to hell with others who has no regard toward God. Therefore, as you hear the message, is a warning for you to earnestly repent and come out from worldliness, greed, immoralities, corruption and compromises, and come back to God and start to do what is right and just and the assignments that God had given you, so you will not end up in hell, but instead you will be in heaven after your death and will be with Jesus when he will come to take us. Psalms 82:8. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. When those who lead the church and do God's work fail God, then the Lord himself will judge and discipline his people and will impart his judgment on them using the non-believers. When the church is wayward and behave like those who have no law and no God, then the Lord will use the non-believer to punish and bring his judgment upon his church. God used the Babylonian to destroy his temple in Jerusalem in 587 BC. When the priests already were in idol worship, and again, God destroyed the rebuilt second temple on 70 AC by the hand of the Romans as a consequence of the Jewish rejection to Christ. God will use cruel judgment against his church to discipline the church leaders and workers and to disqualify their ministry in front of the heathen to make the heathen understand that our God is the Lord who do not condone or cover up sin.
Amen.
My dear and beloved, there is no other way for you to escape from doing your responsibility before God. The church is forced by God to exercise justice and implement judgment. God will ultimately deal with all the compromises of his church and his people because he is a God of justice who abides with his word. Therefore, church, and all you who hear, repent of all your sins, wickedness, corruption, injustice, the abuse of grace, and all compromises and the condoning of sin, and commit yourself to God to serve him in accordance to his decrees and stipulations, and in doing all your assignments that please God. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that rebuke me and give me correction. Lord, thank you for teaching me new things that I came to know you better and know your will. Lord, thank you for the authority that I received from you to do your work and the assignment that you entrusted to me. Come now to God and repent of all your sins and wickedness. Renounce from your life immoralities, idol worship, worldliness, greed, love of money, and injustice. Renounce doing your own plan and will. Renounce your fear of men and your compromises. Renounce your non-willingness to serve God and suffer for him. Renounce your non-willingness to stand with God and deal with sin and wicked people. Renounce your non-willingness to help those who are poor and needy and those who are under injustice. Lord, forgive me. I repent from the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to stand firm, to fear you, and not to fear man, and to implement your will in my life and in the life of my family and the people who are under my spiritual care. Lord, I am willing to stand with you against this sin, against the following people who do such. Lord, sustain me, protect me, and provide for me to achieve that as I committed my life to serve you. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Lord, thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented from their sins, corruption, and compromises and come back to you. Lord, uphold them with your grace and mercy. Lord, restore them back to you and sustain them in their life to you. Lord, listen to their prayers and cry as they repented of their sins and amended their ways. Lord, protect them and provide all their needs so they will continue to live their lives unto you and serve you and do what you had asked them to do. Lord, bless us as your church and uphold us with your grace and mercy so that we will continue to serve you. Lord, we repent of all our compromises, fear of men, and injustice. Lord, we commit our lives to you to cleanse ourselves and our families and your church from the sins that we had encountered in this message and whatever sin you are going to expose. Lord, we commit ourselves to stand firm, to deal with the sinful practices, to correct your people, and to rebuke and deal with those who persist in their sins, corruption, and compromises. Lord, refill us once again with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gift that we need in our lives to go on and serve you, to evangelize, to reach new people with the gospel of Jesus, and to make new disciples and train new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory, let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.